Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. Today is a really special day as it is the launch of my new series called Trailblazers. The idea of Trailblazers actually came to me many, many years ago. I've always held onto this dream, and now the series will be both radio and television. I believe that as the world shifts and progresses, so do the people, and their needs shift within it as well. Our lives are constantly and rapidly changing, and more we need to step outside the conventional box with the intention of catapulting us all forward so that we can be equipped with skills that will help us cope with the changes that life brings that continue to unravel in our lives day to day on all levels. Each week, I will be interviewing a guest who is what I call pioneering or innovating as a leader in a field, contributing to life purpose in general. My intention is that the listeners to not only think outside the box when coping with their day-to-day life, but as well beginning to think of old, wrapped up, and shelved dreams and desires that they may have once had that today can become a reality for them and that they can become a trailblazer as well. What is a trailblazer? A trailblazer blazes a trail. They guide others. He or she is a pathfinder, a leader, anyone who strikes out on a new path or breaks new ground. He or she is an innovator, a creator, and an originator. Today I've chosen to launch Trailblazers with my good faith personal backstory that I will be intimately sharing, my own thoughts and experiences in an interactive dialogue between myself and my special guest, Bonnie Gale. Bonnie Gale refers to herself as a body liberator. Her working premise is that a positive body image is self-love, self-care, so you can be all that you came here in this world to be. As she is often quoted, and I love this, it's an inside job. How true. For example, saying, I love my body, I'm beautiful, over and over and over again. Well, I finally found myself doing that. Something as simple as that can really create such a huge energetic shift in your whole complete life, your body weight, everything. Bonnie works with both men and women, educating, teaching, and making them aware of how our whole complete lives are governed by the foundation of the emotional connection that we have to our bodies. I'd like to really get into the content of today's show. I normally have a format where I interview the guests and ask them a bunch of questions. It actually came to me last week just on a whim, or probably nothing ever really does. I guess there are no accidents, right? Bonnie and I were actually sitting at the beach and freezing one day. I know Bonnie's sitting there waiting to talk. And it just hit me and I went, wow, I really want to talk about this. Now, I want all the listeners to really understand I grew up in an Eastern European Jewish middle class family. My parents were Polish. Life is always perfect and so is everything else. So everything is kind of a secret, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So for me to talk about something as intimate as how I like to look at myself in the mirror or what I see when I look in the mirror really didn't make me feel that good. But the angels brought Bonnie and I together, and since December we have been working together. So let's really get right into the meat of the show. Hello, Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, beautiful. I actually wrote about 5 pages long of my story. So I think probably what we should do is, if you agree, Bonnie, I'm going to get into just a quick backstory of mine, and then we'll open up like dialogue between you and I, because I would love you, once I tell my experience, to be able to explain what you do and how you do it. So if that's okay, I'm going to get going. Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So for all you listeners, just sit back. This is really Linda's coming out story, my coming out personal story between me and the love for my body. So I'd like to go back really when I was a little girl. I was really cute. I was a baby in my family. I was adorable. I was this teeny little thing, petite, like my daughter is today. And I never really had any issues with weight, although I realized, and in the 5 months with Bonnie, my father used to take me to the refrigerator when I was a little girl and open it up at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night and say to me, Mamala, what would you like? You could have anything you want. You want a treat. It's how I really deal with my dog today, these days, and my daughters laugh. So that was my introduction. But I never really had issues with weight. In my early teens, my parents separated. I was about 14 years old. And I don't know if Bonnie even, if I ever even told her this. I gained weight for me. I probably gained about 15 to 18 pounds, and I watched the scale go up to 130. Now, when you're 14 and your jeans don't fit and you've always been slim, you know, I don't want to negate any woman or man out there. All of us have weight issues. But for me, at that particular time, this was huge because all my family secrets were kind of out in the open. My parents were separated and the scale shot up. My jeans didn't fit. My clothes didn't fit. Well, fast forward shortly after my parents reconciled and the weight just dropped off. Fast forward in my life, two pregnancies was the only time the scale kind of jumped up again. Other than that, I was always pretty much in a 10-pound range, either high or low. And I was always great, and there was never really an issue with weight. Well, all that was really fine until I went into menopause. Now, I've been in perimenopause. God knows, I kept telling the doctors for probably 10 to 15 years, and they all defied me, but I knew that I was slowly making the change. Now, my mother took diethylstilbestrol, you know, to get pregnant with me, so I'm not the average bear. I only learned that later on in life. I had a lot of HPV scares. I had cancer scares, and I have a huge, big history, things that Bonnie don't know, but I never equated any of this to my relationship to my body. Now, at age 50, when I really, the menopause hit me and I stopped getting my monthly period, I literally went into sweats morning, noon, and night, the worst at night. And they went on for about a year. I was involved in a relationship. I got my green card, and all of a sudden, my life totally took a shift. I was now selling my home, leaving a relationship, leaving some family stress, and I was disconnecting from two brothers, which was very sad for me, selling all my belongings and literally feeling like I was starting over again, career, everything. Fast forward another year, I moved to L.A., and I find a place to live. I had no idea where I would move. So that was a huge move. I moved from Montreal to Los Angeles. As a single woman, still pining for someone in a relationship, and that relationship was all said and done, was not the right one for me, and it was over. But in my mind, it still wasn't over. So I was holding on to so much baggage. I met Bonnie Gale at an event, and actually Bonnie was talking about something so totally different than body image. But I love the fact that she spoke out, and I was just so impressed. And I went, wow, I wish I could do that. So I guess today is my day. But Bonnie's story was really very intimate. Anyhow, I moved last August. I realized I wasn't in the right place energetically, so I made a 5-mile move into a building where I started to notice energy. And I went, wow, this building is fabulous. It's great. I'm happy here. And then Bonnie and I reconnected, and she sent me a Feng Shui master. Well, that really set it all on fire. The woman came in and moved some of my furniture, and I started crying to the angels, please help me. Things have to shift. Now, my weight was pretty, you know, fluctuating up again high like when I was a teenager again. So I was way out of my comfort zone. I went from wearing tight jeans that I couldn't zip up anymore to Lululemons into loose sweatpants. I was drinking champagne to try and make myself happier and having wine every night and thinking that I was on a diet, but really nothing was working. I went to the gym. I cut out the wine. Nothing was working. And I was praying, and along came Bonnie. Bonnie, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So here you come along, and I don't even know if you remember one of the first few conversations we had, but I'm hoping that you do because I've blocked it out. Why we sat on the phone and you said to me, I know it was Christmas weekend, and you said to me, Linda, I want you to do a few things. So if you'd like to, because I want your participation for sure, I'd like you to talk about what you suggested that I do and why.
Well, most likely, I mean, I don't remember the exact conversation today because a lot of times when I'm coaching people or when I'm talking to people and I'm in that realm, the truth is that I'm channeling a lot of times. So when I'm channeling, I can't remember because it's actually not coming from me. It's coming from the greater source. So I would say that most likely, probably some of the things that I asked you to do were to start writing.
Yes.
Journaling, like every night or every day for at least 15 minutes.
You remember you told me with my non-dominant hand.
Okay, with your
I'm
non-dominant
I'm not one of your coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonnie normally, for you listeners, will normally start with having the people that she works with journal with their right hand. Now, here I was with my left hand. which
well,
is all
about
resistance. Well,
journal with their dominant hand, because some people non-dominant. Are right-handed and some are left.
Okay.
Right.
I think I went right into the non-dominant. I don't know if I ever I might have journaled one night with my right, and that was it.
Yeah, because if it's something that you are not aware of, then you have to journal with the non-dominant hand, because there's something okay. in there that needs to come out that you don't know what it is. If it's stuff that you know, if it's information mm-hmm. you know and you just need to get it out, then you can journal with the dominant hand.
I would like the listeners to know, because I just remembered, Bonnie, we had a long conversation. I had said to you, I can't fit into my jeans, and my daughter's engaged and getting married, and what am I going to do? Listeners, it was as simple as that. Within 3 or 4 days, I already had a pretty pen. Bonnie said, go out and buy a pen that you love. So just do this. Get a pen, get a book, and just start writing. And I went, what am I writing for? Why? Bonnie, I'm just going to, like, go to the health food store, go on a diet. I'll go back on Weight Watchers and everything will be fine. And this is not the kind of work that Bonnie does. Bonnie explained to me that the reason why I was holding on to all my weight was because I hadn't let go of the ex-boyfriend. I hadn't let go of the fact that I disconnected from my two brothers. I hadn't let go that I was still holding anger towards my father. I wasn't understanding, and it got so much deeper than that, right, Bonnie? Because I started journaling, and I told you stuff started to come up that made me cry. And I saw the tears coming down my cheeks, and I'm thinking, what is the connection? Why am I journaling, and why am I getting into my emotions if all I want to do is lose 10 pounds? So now I'd like you to jump in and talk a little bit. Just take a few minutes if you can, because we're going to jump way off the charts in time-wise, and let the listeners understand the premise of body liberation and why we need to liberate so that the weight starts to shed and why it needs to come off.
Okay. So basically my whole premise is it's an inside job. And the inside job means it stems from the inside. So what happens is most people go through life stuffing their feelings in one form or another. That could be with food, that could be with alcohol, it could be with drugs, it could be with over excessive working and anything that's done in excess. And basically some of those things are more healthy than others and some are less. And food is a very basic thing that we use to stuff and hide feelings, because it's something that we grew up with, and it's something that was used most likely in many cultures as a reward or as punishment, depending on the culture. So the reality is that a lot of people use food to comfort themselves, and so when people get distressed or traumatized or sad or and even happy and even elated, a lot of times, because they can't handle the overwhelm of emotions, they use food to stuff themselves so that they do not have to feel. The idea is that we need to remove all of those blocks. And the reason you have to is because if you don't, basically what you're doing is you're hiding your gifts and your essence, the person you really came here to be. You're hiding all the capabilities that you're going to have to really sparkle and shine. Because it all comes from the root chakra, and the root chakra is dead when you are stuffing yourself.
Bonnie, I have to say that it took me a little while to not only conceptualize, but to take the next step to acknowledge and then accept and understand that I was waking up in the middle of the night eating. And you made the connection that my daddy used to take me to the refrigerator, that there was a connection, all you listeners, to my relationship with my father. These were the epiphanies for all you women and men out there that started to happen within me that were like so cathartic. Because I thought to myself, I was just resisting and resisting and resisting. There is no way that I'm going to lose this 10 or 15 pounds or whatever. And I would get up every morning and go on the scale, and that particular day I might starve myself and not eat breakfast or lunch but eat dinner and think that if I eat less, I'm going to lose weight. Now, I know that's a whole different conversation about starving metabolism. That's not the reason why I'm bringing this up. all this type of past history of stuff that I would do. And I know there's a lot of, you know, women that are out there. And again, I was menopausal and I was postmenopausal. And I was, you know, I didn't have a man by my side. Like, all these little buttons got pushed and I felt like I was just being stripped away. And everything made me feel so naked and so vulnerable. And I just didn't like the way that it felt. I just didn't like it. So I was now alcohol free, and Bonnie started talking about clean, and it wasn't about diets, it was about being healthy. And that was also a really huge big shift for me, because I started thinking differently than I used to think before, and it was fresh, and it gave me so much hope, because I thought, okay, well, if Weight Watchers and all these diets aren't working, now Bonnie has this idea, and I'm going to give this a shot. I can do this. And I remember I kept saying to her, I can do this, no problem. But then I turned a corner, and a few weeks later, I had a sinus infection. I was sick like a dog. And I thought I was turning things around, and I was doing great 6 weeks later. Then all of a sudden, it hit me, and Bonnie and I were still working together, because I had made a commitment, and I think Bonnie knows me by now. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So even though I got sick, I'm thinking I'll be sick for 2 weeks. 4 weeks later, I was still sick. And then it was my daughter's engagement party, and I had to call the airlines twice and cancel and lose money on my reservation, because I literally had to call the consulate because my passport was expired. I mean, all types of garbage kept coming up, and I started understanding that all the little things that were coming up were very symbolic. Very symbolic. Why do I have ear infections? I haven't had one since I'm like 10 years old. And then Bonnie said, you're just not hearing. And then I read something about my nose that said in between my head and my heart, well, all my feelings are being stuffed. So I realized I really needed to release all my past stuff. I needed to go back and really emotionally address. First I had to acknowledge, I had to address, and then I had to fix. When we talked last week, Bonnie and I, I had said, I really want to get to the meat of the show and even wrap it up by you telling me that you want me to take your product and literally go into the bathtub. What's a part of your body that you're really not the happiest with? And I'm thinking like, well, okay, you know, I can handle my upper body, my waist, the inch or two will come off, but my thighs, I mean, my butt and my thighs, actually, I've been told my behind isn't so bad. I'd say for me, my thighs would be my hate part of my body. And really, that's what would come up. In a pair of jeans, I would look in the mirror, and all I would see were my thighs. Bonnie said, get into the bathtub and massage your thighs in the water and start talking to your thighs. I went, okay. Now she's taking me over the top. But something inside me said to me, hey, I really want to try this. Well, Bonnie, I have to tell you that I think I tried it once and didn't tell you, but I went back, tried it a second time, and then I told you. And the next morning, for all you listeners that are there, I woke up and I put on my jeans and went into the mirror. Now, throughout this whole, obviously, you know, we can't do this in a half an hour, but working with Bonnie, she put me on a juice cleanse. That was also a clearing. So she has, you know, a lot of strategies that she uses with people. I need to say firsthand that they were so successful for me that I am so completely transformed that as I literally do this show today, I'm very proud to say that I am soy-free, gluten-free, alcohol-free, dairy-free, caffeine-free, which I never thought I would do, sugar-free, chocolate-free. I'm now putting herbs, and I've now taken sprays out of my house. Bonnie kept saying, once you start, you know, addressing stuff and releasing from the past, you're going to get clean in every which way. So, Bonnie, I want to give you some time because we have like 12 minutes left in the show, but I literally went into the bathtub and started massaging my thighs, and I looked at them and I was like, what am I supposed to tell you? Like, I love you? Like, there were really no words coming out of my mouth, so I was like, I love you, you know, and I was massaging them and saying, you know, thank you for grounding me, for giving me the potential to walk, to run, you know, to do all the things that I need to do. And I just now want everyone to know, it's about 2 months later. I think from when I originally started at like 123, I'm now like 116, so I'm 7 pounds down. I was 104 pounds when I got married. It's not about the weight anymore. I use it kind of pretty much as a barometer once a week, once every 2 weeks. But I get into my jeans. They zip up real slim. I feel really good. And when I go out and people notice, that's when I know that the transformation is there. So, Bonnie.
Well, I'm
not only
so
am
happy.
I so grateful, I'm a walking testimony. I'm a walking testimonial. I never understood that we really need to love our bodies in order to be able to shed weight. So I want to give you like the next, I guess, 5 or 6 minutes to share whatever you feel that you'd like to share so that the listeners can know more.
Okay. Well, I mean, the first thing that I think I would like to say is that, you know, when I first started working with Linda, you know, at first she was really super excited, and then when she started to get sick, she kind of went underground for a little while. And I do want to say that because I actually had a very good learning experience from that, because when I started working with her, it was really a test. And I worked with her and one other person to test out if this was something that would really work and if it was work that I really wanted to do. And not only did it work, but it worked so well that the two people that I worked with went so deep within 2 weeks that both of them got ill. And because of that, I actually worked with a healer to create some body resets, which are they're little things that you can do in less than 5 minutes to shift your energy so that you feel good. And I've now had people working with body resets and nobody's getting sick anymore. So I do want to say that, because what everybody needs to understand about body liberation and really learning to love yourself from within is that it is deep work.
Oh my God,
yeah. It is hard work.
I was really mad at you. But I'm glad I'm helping out. I'm glad I trailblazed and I'm now helping other women, because now it's all worthwhile.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
You know, the reality
is
that people don't understand how scary this work can be.
Really. It's worth every single minute of it. My daughters notice a huge, big change in me. People that meet me say my energy is different. People that are around me feel like I'm infectious. I've lost weight on a lot of diets. I've never had a feeling like this. Ever. I believe that this is never going to leave me, Bonnie. I believe that this is like, if I say life-changing, I believe that it is so life-changing because I have eliminated so many toxins out of my life, my negative emotions, things, you know, anger, things I needed to get over, my past family stuff. We all have family stuff, all of us. We have our own children as women, and we're still carrying family stuff. I actually and sometimes I feel like I'm bothering her, but I actually had to text and message Bonnie the other day from Whole Foods, because I had an experience, like when I was pregnant, I walked in the store and I couldn't handle the smells of some of the food, and I actually felt like I was turning and I was so nauseous. I walked out of Whole Foods with natural bubble bath and a green juice. I couldn't shop for food. That I've never had that feeling before. And within an hour, I was back on again. I was fine. So I'm tuned in now, Bonnie. I'm really tuned in. I'm dialed in.
Well, what happens is that all of your senses are heightened.
Yes.
Because you are like so clean. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you're doing things to intentionally keep your system clean. You're using clean products. You're using herbs. You're using healthy things. You know, you've cut out the things that are really blocking all your senses, and look at how much you've opened up.
Even
to the point of coming out and talking about this.
Yes, yes. And you know, I thought about it today. You know, I said, like, I'd like people to know I'm an emotional eater. I couldn't say until 6 months ago, before this show was over, we have 7 minutes left, I am an emotional eater. I literally stuffed all my emotions for everyone that's listening, my male, female friends from high school, for everyone who knows me, my whole life, I stuffed all my emotions into food. I didn't need to take drugs. I didn't need to smoke cigarettes. I really didn't need to smoke alternatively. I really didn't even need to drink. But the food somehow was really so much of a drug for me, and I never really knew it. It's not like I ate a chocolate bar and I went, I feel so great. But I was soothed for a while, and it was almost like I really stuffed my feelings down. And then the move just, it's like people say, you pull a rug out from under you. Well, that's what happened. And the angels, you know, it was just time for me to shift. There are so many people that I know out there that I can really promise you. What happened to work for me was a juice cleanse. 5 days that really got me in the mindset. It jump-started me. It worked for me. I'm an O-negative blood type. I'm told that I always have to eat meat. If I need to eat meat so badly, Bonnie, I don't crave a steak, but I'm waiting for the craving because, you know, I was born and bred on steak and Montreal steak spice. But the funniest thing is that I feel better from head to toe. And if one day I eat something and I'm not such a good girl, for all you women that are listening out there, I don't punish myself. I go, okay, you know what, Linda, you did it. Love yourself. It was really yummy, and it's over and it's done. And I start new, fresh tomorrow morning, and I'm not punishing myself. So the self-love thing is so huge. I don't ever want to hear the word diet in my physical space or home again. I have two beautiful daughters in their 20s. One who's teeny weeny, who Bonnie knows, the other one who with 5 or 10 pounds just has that kind of body shape and frame that she needs to just learn how to shave and keep it down. I'm picking her up at the airport tomorrow. She is so excited and cannot wait to be in my space. She cannot wait for me to teach her all the things that I've learned, and she can't wait to go with me to my new little haunt, which is my Elixir Bar, which I introduced Bonnie to. So, you know what, we are infectious. We have children, we'll have grandchildren. You know, whatever we learn, we are passing on to those that we love. And
well,
it's
and
so much more
feel.
About health. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, this is a really important message that, you know, Linda, what you just said is that, you know, things are stored in cellular memory. And when you have these emotions and then you pass a baby through your birth canal, you are passing all of those emotions, feelings, messages to that child.
Yes. I'm so glad you said that, Bonnie, because I had a conversation with someone yesterday at the Tonic Bar about a young girl who's pregnant who is now was taking some of these herbs and just gave birth. We talked at length, and I can't even remember what the herbs were, but this was basically the essence of the conversation. That, you know, I even think that these girls were, you know, maybe doing the deer and the sheep placenta, whatever. All I need to tell you is for mothers that are out there, you have young daughters, you think about the next generation and health. The health industry is political, it's polluted, they need our money, and they need us to be sick, but we don't want to be sick. And in caring about our health, we're all going to slim down. Bonnie, we have 3 minutes. 3 minutes ends up being a wrap-up. I just want to make sure that I get a chance to say this on the air. You're an angel. You're a blessing. I called out for the angels to send me someone who could really get me on track, and you were there for me. I'm so thrilled to know that I was a pathfinder and a trailblazer in a way that other women hopefully won't spend 6 weeks and all the money that I did going to doctors. It wasn't worth it. If I would have been eating healthy, since I've been eating healthy now, I don't even have a sniffle. I have felt energetic and balanced, and I feel amazing. You can find Bonnie at bodyliberator.com. Bonnie, please tell everybody how they can access you, what's happening with you right now, what they can expect and look forward to in a minute or so, and then we need to sign off and say goodbye.
Okay. So basically, I have a campaign that's going to start the day after Mother's Day. It's called Bath Talk. And if you go to Bonnie Gale on Facebook, G-A-Y-L-E, I will be airing each video starting the day after Mother's Day, one each day progressively for 30 days so that people can understand what the real messages are that people are really feeling out there, because it really is an inside job.
Bonnie is a trailblazer. We have like a minute left in the show. She is an absolute trailblazer. She's handpicked by me. That's why I wanted her to be my first guest, because if you all heard the definition, she is a leader now in this field. She is a creator. She is creating new products. She's creating new ideas. It is a brand new way of thinking. Women, you will start to love your body, and the weight will start to shed off without you thinking diet, doing diet. If you focus on releasing, journaling, going back into your past, think about a juice cleanse. Think about checking in with Bonnie at bodyliberator.com or Bonnie Gale on Facebook. She can be by your side and be your right arm. I'm always here for anybody that wants to either message me at lindasacks.com, Linda at lindasacks.com, or on Facebook. I wish we had more than a half an hour. I wish you and I had a whole day, Bonnie, because we not only think alike, there are so many women out there, and we are totally on a mission. Bonnie, in 30 seconds, if you could go back and change anything that had happened to you in your life, and I know there were a lot of dark times and there was a lot of adversity. Is there anything that you would do different?
I would not change a thing.
I love that. I actually had one guest a few weeks ago who said, the only one in all the months I've been doing my show who said they would change something, and whatever he wanted to change was incredible. Everyone else says the same in 10 seconds. Bonnie, all my love, I love you for being there for me. You are the best. For all you listeners, I want to thank Bonnie. Next week I have Sarah Toe on my show. Actually, in 2 weeks, I have my future son-in-law on my show, so there's a lot of great stuff to look forward to. And Trailblazers, I hope you all stick with me. We'll see you all next week. All my love. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks.